Ayyub. Reb Lezer says, Af HaMenasech, Be'achad, Bachut Chayif. Lezer takes water on Sukkot, and Menasech, and outside the Beit Midrash, he's also Chayif on Lord Kut. Rabbi Nechemiah, Nechemiah says, Shirei Hadam, Shekrizu Bachut Chayif, the Shiraim of the Din. And like this is a lock of the Shiraim of the Korbin, is supposed to be put on the Yisrael of the Mizbeach. Deals even with the Shiraim also. If somebody puts it outside the Mizbeach, outside the Beis Hamikdash, he makes a law Bachut to be Chayim for this. No, no, Rechemi holds that the Shricha Shiraim is marked in the Korbin. And therefore it's called Mizkama Bishmin, therefore it's called Mizrika. Now you make the Zrika Bachut, according to him, you'll be Chayim for it. And the Gemara says, oh my Rav, the Rav says, that our Reish of our Mishnah says, that by Zrika Saddam, Yechayiv Bachut, even if you only make one Zrika, you don't have to have all the Zrikas, enough just to make one Zrika Bachut. The Gemara says, Rav says, Omoidi Reb Lezer B'damim, the Reish even goes according to Reb Lezer, even though the Mishnah before Reb Lezer says, if you burn only half of it Bachut Kipotam, but by Zrika Saddam, he admits that every Zrika by itself is a mitzvah. And even by the Chatas HaPnim, that there we hold all the Matanas HaMakis, you have to have four Zrikas, if you're missing one of them, you're not Yotra, but I'll call upon him each Zrika by itself, is Chosh of a Maitre Zrika. So the other Chatas, you have to have four of them. So therefore, if you do one of them, Bachut, even your blessed degrees at Yechayiz. The Tanya read like this, the blessed of Reb Shimon Oimlin, Mimokim Shepotak Umaskil. This is the Gemara in Yuma, when they bring the poem of the Pnim on Yom Kippur, so you have to make a Zrika. Let's say if you made one Zrika, then the dam was Nishpach. That means you have to bring another pile and continue making the Zrikas. But when you continue, you do not have to start over again, but rather you continue, Mimokim Shaposta Kumasim. Even though you only made one Zrika so far, you have a right to continue to do three more. So what do you see? That each Zrika by itself is Chash of a Mitzvah. So even though you only use for the Mitzvah Zrika's Pinin, by Chatzah Pinin. If you do all of them, if you make one Zrika Bachus from that dam, even Reb Lezer would agree Yechayiv for Zrika Chus. Because each Zrika by itself is next to the Mitzvah by itself, and therefore you did one Zrika Bachus, for that you're Yechayiv for Zrika Chus. Then the Mitzvah says that Reb Lezer Oimer, Af HaMenasech Me'achad B'chad Bachus, also Yechayiv. So it's not only for Zrika Chus, but even if it takes the water that was set to be used for the nisach of the mayim on Sukkot, if you pour it outside, they'll just be chayis, that's also called aloi chutz. The Omer of Yerchanan Mishum Rabbi Nachim, Yitfoy, that Reb Lezer, the Shittas of the Kiva Rabbi Yomra, Reb Lezer, it says that by nisach ha-mayim bachutz, Yechayis, he goes according to his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. The Yomra that he says, nisach ha-mayim b'iraisa, that there's a nisach b'iraisa to bring that mayim on the Mizbeach, on Sukkot. So therefore, since it's Mizkabah, Mithnit Midiraisa, now if you do it Bachut, you'd be Chayif. The Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, the Nescheho, the Pasuk says, the Nescheho, going on, the Nescheho Mizbor on Sukkot, so he says, the Shnei, he took him across the Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about two types of pouring, and it's Echot Nisach HaMayim, the Echot Nisach HaYayim, that Midiraisa is a mitzvah to bring Nisach HaYayin, to pour wine when you bring the korban, and they were there, the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. On Sukkot, there's a mitzvah to bring the mayim on the Mizbeach. So since it's Midiraisa and the Skab of Esmin, therefore Mishnah says, if you do it Bachut, you'd be Chayiv Koras. So all my Leila Shlokas Rabbi Yechanan, the Shlokas of Rabbi Yechanan, he ma lahal is learning from these Sukkim of the Nisach Nisferim, that they both have the same halacha of the Nisach of Yayin, Nisach of Mayim, if they man out in slice of Lugim, maybe just like by Yayin, you have to have Gimel Lugim at least, like we said before for the Kevis, is that kind of slice of Lugim. And also by Mayim, it should only be Yot, or be Chayiv Achut, if you pour at least three Lugim of Mayim. I, the Reb Lezer, may hacha koma. The Lezer says in the Mishnah, hacha menasach may achad, mash even a little bit of it. You don't have to have the whole Gimel Lugim. Rashi says, Me'achad means Rashi the Tokus Mishkosh and Lugim. Eagle among Yama Sukkah, Belug, Goyim and Asrach. Some say it's enough just to have a Lug for the Nisach of Mayim. If Rav Lez learns it out from this Tokus in the Sukkah, he has to learn it out from Nisach HaYayim, and Nisach HaYayim you never have less than Gimel Lugim. How could Reb Lezer say Ye Yotso, the list of Hamayim, with one lug, and Machus Yechai with one? Why? And Vayta, Imal Halim B'Shai Yemes Hashanah, Lelach Nisposa, just like Nisach Hayayim, is all the years, maybe Atkar M'Shai Yemes Hashanah, maybe Hu Adin, that Nisach Hamayim should be Chayim all year round. And Reb Lezer B'Chal Kama, Reb Lezer Mishnah says clearly, Yodi Chayim for Nisach Hamayim Machus, on Sukkot, not all year. Because this cannot be the post that Reb Lezer ended up from. So my first true is to mitzvah, they forgot, the Nachim Yitzvah forgot, all the Yom Rabat that Reb Asi said. The Yom Rabat that Reb Asi said, Om Reb Yechmer Reb Yechmer, Mishim Reb Nechunya, is the Kaas Beit Chosin, the name of the Nechunya from the first to the city of the Kaas Beit Chosin, they said like this, that Esther Nitiya, there's a special halacha about planting on Shriyas 10 young trees together. Yeah, there's a lot of Nuchas Shriyas, a lot of planted fields, El Shriyas, Mamas up until Shmiz. That halach is halach of Moshe Mitzinai. So these three halachis are halach of Moshe Mitzinai. And for the Tiyas, Arova, that's an Ansukis, an Hashanah Rabbah, they take the Arovis, that's halach of Moshe Mitzinai. The Nisach HaMayim, that is the Nisach HaMayim Ansukis, is halach of Moshe Mitzinai. Therefore, Guru Blas in the Mishnah, the Nisach HaMayim does not learn out from Nisach HaYayim, that's halach of itself. All right, we'll stop. We're holding the Kuf Yud on the days in the bottom Gemara, the last three lines. Tana Rabbanan, what about this? The Christ says, HaMenaseh Shloshes Lugyumayim Dechag Bachut Chai. If somebody takes three lugyum of water that was set the same Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot, and he pours it outside Bachut, there's Chayat Chorus for this. That's also called like Haloy Chut. We have Lezer of Shimon Eimer in Molon L'Shem Chag Chai. He doesn't know, as long as the water was filled in the same Nisach HaMayim, and then somebody pours it outside, he's chayiv. Gemara says, my Gemara, what's the machlokes here? Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, the yei shir, the mayim for nisvagi. Machlokes says, is there a shir, how much you need for Nisach HaMayim? So as he explains, like the comment, and the comment, and the comment says, HaMenashe says, Lugim chayiv, and Ru Adin, yei shim says Lugim. But not less, because there's a shear of how much water has to be used for the Nisach HaMayim. And because of Lezer Shimon, there's no shear. And it could be told, Lechura, will he learn out the Yisrei of Nisach HaMayim? If you learn out from the Pasuk before of Nisqeho, the Shnei Nisuchim, and the Chanami, then Nisach HaMayim has to be like Nisach HaYayim, that you have to have at least Gimelugim. But if you learn out from Halacha Moshe Sinai, then it could be there's no shear.